right now on VFN TV. This is going to be, prophetically speaking, a wealth transferring year, and a rapid change in the economy, and God's going to deal with North Korea right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. We're always so glad for you to join us. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, I'll tell you what, these last couple of weeks, these prophetic unctions that have come over the whole body everywhere coming in, right?
Isn't it so encouraging?
Oh my goodness.
I love the Lord and I love to know what He has to say, right?
He's the ever-present help in time of trouble. He has a word for us right now. And as a matter of fact, John, what is the first word we're going to cover today?
The first word is Hank Kuhneman is going to be prophesying about this being a record year. Record-breaking manifestations in the economy and stocks. It's going to be a blessing.
Wealth transfer.
Wealth transfer. Watch this.
This shall be a year, says the Spirit of God. As I walk among the earth, as I walk among this nation, the United States, but I walk upon this earth. The earth shakes, the mountains erupt, the winds blow with great force. Yes, my kingdom is unlocking upon this earth and this nation, the United States, and it shall be known as a year of records. Watch the records that shall be broken and records that shall be made. And I don't just speak of your weather, but God says, I speak of events and I speak of the accomplishments among men. It shall be a year that they shall say, look at the records that were made. Look at the records that were broken. Why is this? For God says, I want you to understand that this marks what I'm doing among my people is record-breaking manifestations. God says, I'm infusing and injecting my hand, my spirit, my will, and my desire in the earth. Watch the unprecedented things that shall begin to manifest over this nation and your government. God says record breaking in your economy, record breaking in your stocks, record breaking, says the Lord, in how I am going to begin to unlock the treasures, unlock discoveries. I'm going to unlock things that will stimulate the economy of this nation and the nations of the earth. The Lord says, I have had enough of my people who've had have had to do without. And they've struggled and they struggled and they struggled. The Lord says, let the record show now that I'm infusing myself and interjecting myself on your behalf. That you will have record-breaking year two. For this is not just limited for those in the earth without my people being blessed. Watch and see, for you will taste and you will see that the Lord is good unto you. Even now, the Lord says, reach into your pocket and say, the days of emptiness is over. The days of lack are over, because I'm going to put forth into the hands of my people resources like you have not seen before. For you've read in the scriptures where there were wealth transfers and you only thought that that was just reserved for those times. Not so. Once again, I shall unlock the economy. I shall unlock the currencies. I shall unlock natural gas, oil. And I will cause resources to come. Why is this? Because I'm shaking everything that can be shaken for the purpose that men shall call upon the name of my son to be saved. And watch how I shake the European Union once more. Not just once more, but some more.
This is so exciting. Wow. I mean, the Lord's talking about shaking the entire earth's economy, stocks, wealth transfer, even the European Union.
Yes.
This is so encouraging to be able to hear that. And you're seeing it take place. I mean, 2017 was a year of record-breaking events.
And God's going to do it again in 2018.
Isn't that
record-breaking
awesome?
Manifestations. Get ready.
It reminded me of our president saying, you're going to get tired of winning.
Yeah.
And you're thinking it's a campaign thing. We're actually winning. I'm not tired of it.
No.
There's so many people that need to be set free financially and blessed. I'm claiming that for me,
absolutely.
Right? Financial. Well, I can't get my hand in my
pocket. Get your hand in your pocket.
No, I'm going to get it in there. But get your hand in your pocket. But you think about it. You prepare yourself. You know, the person who prepares themselves is
the one
truly who believes what's going on.
Yeah.
If we're just wait and see, that's not faith. Faith is preparing yourself to receive what God is saying. And the billion soul harvest is coming. Imagine, you know, 1/7 of the world's population coming in. It's going to take billions of dollars to bring them in. There was, it was priced out. Previous moves of God was priced out. You know, what it costs
millions.
For those. Yeah, it just costs a lot of money. And so God's going to transfer that wealth. So he's blessing us to be a blessing so that we can actually empower others and help others and bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's exciting.
Amen.
John,
that's so
next?
Awesome. Well, listen, we do want to ask you, you know, a question.
Yeah.
You know, we love hearing from you. If this word has encouraged you, let us know.
How did
it encourage you? Because we want to be in agreement with you. We love hearing everything you guys have to share. And so we're excited. We want to know.
Yes. Put it in the comment areas. We'd love to hear, or just call us, or however you do, just communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you. John?
Well, we're going to hear another word from Hank Kuhneman as he's on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. And he's going to be talking about how the Lord prophetically is asking in this season, what do you want me to do for you? Watch this.
You know, one of the things I do want to say to the precious people is the Lord had me go back and look at all the times that Jesus asked a question. And one of the questions that is a question that the Lord is asking this year is Mark 10:51. And I feel the compassion of God because you've been in a place where you've really been asking and you've been saying, you know, I haven't seen the things that I have been asking come to pass. Mark 10:51, Jesus said these words to blind Bartimaeus, and here's what it is. And this is the word that God has for you today. I feel his compassion. It is this: what do you want me to do for you? And I feel very, very prompted in my heart, be specific with God. Because if we're in this season, which we are, same day, the season of now, open doors, gates, acceleration. You know, maybe you're saying that you've been feeling like there's a storm. Well, Jesus got in the boat in John 6, and if you read the words, it said immediately the ship was brought to the shore. There was a miraculous surpassing of time, an acceleration of time that brought them out of the storm immediately to the shore, and that's what's happening for you.
Has that been you? Have you been felt bound? Have you felt like, you know, that you know, something has just been on you, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual or emotional? You know, talk to us about it. We want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, just comment below or call us, or we want to know. We want to be able to be in agreement for you, because this is the year of breakthrough that you have to ask.
You have to ask.
Ask. Say, God, I want, you know, what do you want from me?
And you can ask with confidence. I believe it's 1 John 5:16 says that this is the confidence we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, we have that which we've asked of him. So God's will is to love you. God's will is to bless you and take care of you. Ask, 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 because he wants to bless you.
And I think it's so important. You look at John chapter 15, where Jesus says that the whole point of hanging out us together is so you'll have a need, you'll ask me for it, and I'll give it to you. You know, it's the whole thing. It's not a weakness. It's actually a strength. And we're not doing God favors by not asking for things. He wants us, because if we ask him for something, that means we believe he has the ability to do it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But if we don't ask
him,
we either think projecting he doesn't have the ability to do it, or he doesn't have the desire to do it. Both things are a negative way to be able to think about God, because he loves you. He has a plan for your life. And I want to make sure, comment below, call us, let us know. We want to know, we want to hear from you and connect. How does this impact you? Have you felt that way? Are you ready? What are you asking right now from God? Just post it. Let us know. What's coming up?
When we get back from this break, we're going to be sharing with you a success secret from the Benham Brothers. You don't want to miss it.
Yes. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program, that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Success, you know, with VFNKB, we're always wanting to be able to give you a secret to success. John, talk to us about the Benham Brothers here.
Well, the Benham Brothers, they're real estate entrepreneurs. They love God, and they wrote this amazing book called Whatever the Cost. We highly recommend it. But in this book, they share their story, but through their story, they share these amazing business principles, which are really kingdom principles, on how you should operate your life and your business. So we want to share one of these success secrets with you, and this is what it is. Faithfulness is proved in the ordinary. We've heard it said that God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things, and that's true. But God also uses extraordinary people to do very ordinary things. Faithfulness to God is tested in the fires of ordinary.
That is so true. So many people are waiting to be the president, and they haven't learned how to actually be the janitor yet, right?
Well, the Bible says in Luke 16:10, I think, whoever's faithful in the little, God's going to reward them with the much.
Right.
You know, God's going to, but it starts with faithfulness. And people are always trying to do more.
And so people, they're fearful too. They're thinking like, if I don't make it happen, it's not going to happen. If I just sit here as a servant of Potiphar, I will never be the one who runs all of Egypt.
Yeah.
And it's like, promotion comes from the Lord.
Yes.
When you're faithful where you're at, God will touch the heart of those who are over you, and they're looking for help.
Absolutely.
Why not get the one who's blessed in the things? They're working hard.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage you. That's a very important thing, because this culture, so many people have taught everybody that, you know, everybody gets a trophy. It doesn't matter what you do. Everybody gets
up.
A passing grade no matter what. You can say anything, do anything. There's no consequences. This is not true. You find that out when you get in the workplace. You find that out when you get into life. You find that out when you get into relationships where there's more than just you in it, right? But what's so cool about it, the success secret is understand that, yeah, extraordinary people are to do extraordinary things. But hey, understanding that God actually humbles extraordinary people like he did David playing a musical instrument and being a shepherd. But who would ever thought? Everybody, if you would have talked to all of David's brothers, they would have said that they were going to be king, and he was the last one on their list. But guess what? He was the first one on God's list because he was faithful in the mundane things, the things
taking
talking about.
Care of those sheep, right?
Right.
And listen, faithfulness is your determination to make sure that you let the main thing be the main thing, and that's what you have in front of you. I mean, so many people are thinking that I can just wish this thing or one day it'll just appear. It's every single day being faithful, being a good steward, a manager of the things that God has allowed to put in your hands. Oftentimes I hear people say, you know, I want to get a new house, or I want to get a new car, and I want to get your new job. It's like, well, take care of the house you have.
Right.
Take care of the car you have, you know, right. And do well in the work that God's presently blessed you.
Right.
And those things will happen for you. They'll just begin to unfold.
Yeah, and just being faithful with your where you're at, and understand that promotion comes from God.
Yeah.
You know, and so many people are trying to get promoted by just, you know, I don't use some of the terminology we use, the sheriff's department, but, you know, just they're hanging around the leaders waiting for
sure.
them to pick them. And it's like, why not just do your job?
Yeah.
Why not do your job well?
And the problem with that is if you do get that thing that you wanted outside of faithfulness, once you have it, you're probably destined to lose it because you didn't know what it took to keep it. And I've seen that happen so many times.
It's all training. The smaller things that he's training you in, you're doing, he's training you. If you're not faithful over a dollar, you're not going to be faithful over $1 million. This is not going to happen. You're learning how to be faithful with that which God's entrusted with you, with the little things, Jesus says, then you'll be given many. I know we got to another success secret here, but I just want to encourage you right now. How is that impacting you? When you're thinking about, have you been struggling, thinking about, you know, nobody's recognizing me, and, you know, where's my name up in lights,
mm-hmm.
and how come everybody gets the thing? And it's like, but if you look at your evaluation of what you're doing, you're not doing a good job because you're so busy looking somewhere else. If that's you, let us know, comment about it. Say, this is really encouraging me. This is what I can see what I need. I need to be faithful where I am. And we're proof positive, you know, the things that we've done in our life and where we are. We didn't just get here, if here's anything.
Yeah.
But the fact is God just saw us and he said, okay, now's the time for this. Now's the time for that. You know, and trust in God. And you need those lessons. Everything is the sum total of your life's experience. And you'll need every single thing. John. What's another success secret?
Well, next success secret comes from T.D. Jakes. I want you to watch this and be blessed.
Christ didn't say, I come that you might have church. He said, I come that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. And I want to help people to have abundant life. I'm not trying to make people rich. This is not a prosperity preaching message. This is about empowering people to accomplish that dream.
That's such a powerful statement. Ooh. It's a powerful statement because so many people are looking for success as Christians. They're thinking, I need to do church better. But yet you have a marriage, you have a family, you have a job, you have a business, you have a community, you have a government, you have a school, you have media that you watch and you're not impacting any of that. What God wants us to do is to impact all of that. He told us to go into all the world, you know, and make disciples of nations. And so that's just so true. It's that he called us to have an awesome life, mm-hmm. not just to do church awesome, but how many times are we really, if you look at our evidence, what we're doing is we're like, is there a better awesome way to do church? Maybe we can do like a PowerPoint, or maybe we can do a spike our hair further up, or we can do all this kind of stuff. And it's like, how do I actually get promoted in the workplace? How do I own my own business? You know, how can I be a better husband and a better wife? Or how do I raise a son? How do I raise a daughter? How do I affect media instead of complaining and screaming at my TV and theater and iPad? How do I change that? That's what God wants us to do. And when we get that mindset, the success secret is to understand he called you to do that. There's a mountain of culture that God has called you to. We always talk about it, VFNKB, the seven mountain culture. You think about it, you got family, education, arts and entertainment, business, media, government, and you have business. And I mean, I missed a mountain there, I was going off the top of my head. But those, God's called us to go into those mountains and to be light, to be a disciple in those mountains. I want to encourage you, you know, that's so important. Success is understanding you're not in sin if you're not doing church better, but you're doing your company better, right?
You're doing life better. And this is success secret for life.
Yes.
You can't do life well at the highest levels without God. And Jesus wants to bless you. He wants to be there for you. And listen, we want to be there to help you too. Through VFNKB, if we can assist you in any way, as we're helping so many businesses and individuals and organizations reach deeper levels of success, comment below, reach out to us, because we want to help you on this journey.
And that's VFNKB.com, right? What's coming next?
What's coming next is a break. When we get back from this break, we're going to go to the Olympics and hear a prophetic word from Hank Kuhneman about what's going to happen with North Korea.
Because it's in South Korea. North Korea. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I got to hear this.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
I've seen people with the platitudes and the scriptures teach all kinds of things, and at the end of the day you say that life is not in order. Why is it living this way? And you begin to wonder whether it all works at all. Think of what our Lord went through. It took him so long to get one person to give him the right answer as to who he was. And the same one then denies that he really knew him. And one goes and betrays him. It is a tall spiritual battle, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down enemy strongholds. My challenge to you is, with all of the training and all of the preparation intellectually, if we put the same amount into our spiritual disciplines in our private life, then we go with the mixed arsenal that comes from God.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you got, you're saying, I wish I would have got that, or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. If you missed the early part of our program, we're talking about success secrets. You got to be able to catch them. We got a prophetic word right now about the Olympics in North Korea. John, what is this word?
Well, listen, the prophetic word is, and you're going to hear it from Hank Kuhneman, that God's going to deal with Kim Jong-un. And we believe God wants to touch the people of North Korea. They've been suffering for so long. Watch this word.
I also feel like we need to really be in prayer over right now the Olympics. I feel like it's going to be a tremendous season and a tremendous time that God wants to visit the nations. I feel like the mouthy one of North Korea is going to want to draw attention either by looking like he's a hero to draw attention away from his true agenda, or to inflict fear. And always remember this, North Korea, the reason why North Korea is in the news right now is because of what it represents. It's a spiritual domino. Too many are in fear. And what we have to realize is that the devil wanted to usurp his throne above the congregation of the North. Jezebel ruled over the North. The Northern Hemisphere historically has not ever really experienced a major move of glory like it is. And so it's a seat of Satan that is being held. That's why the man is a puppet speaking for the principalities of that region. But the bamboo curtain is about to come down. I tell you, it is. And God is saying once there's a displacing of a fool and a disarming of a fool, the whole hemisphere is going to open, and the Asia curtain, what is underground, shall begin to come above ground, and it'll appear as a tremendous light. So I speak now, and I release that now into motion in Jesus' name.
So you're looking at Kim Jong-un, you're thinking, what are you doing? Hmm. But the thing is that if you partner with the devil, if you get in contract and covenant with the devil because it's something that you like, understand, you know, sin's going to take you further than you want to go.
Yep.
It's going to
make you pay more than you ever wanted to pay, make you want to stay longer than you ever wanted to stay.
And so the you're looking at the devil because of partnering with the devil. The devil's shoving him out as a fool to be for his own demise. And, but what's great about this bamboo curtain coming down, which is really North and South Korea, you're looking at families can be united again. We did a program, and hopefully we'll make it available to you as a reference on our program on the VFN Torch. But they're suffering. I mean, Christians are suffering in North Korea. The citizens are suffering.
Well, it's a gulags.
Yeah, it's gulags. So if you actually make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you publicly profess that, it's like 3 to 4 or 5 generations goes in these gulags, these concentration camps, and they're starving. And some of the ones that ran out of North Korea down into South Korea, they had like a pest. They had pestilence or parasites.
Parasites
in their systems because what they're having, they're listen, God loves the Korean people. That's family members of the South Korean people. Yeah. And it's like God's about to bring a unity back over there
again.
Which
is beautiful. Awesome. And hopefully they'll reach their prophetic destiny. Yes. A long time ago, North Korea was known as a Jerusalem of the East, yes, or their capital was. Yeah. And so massive revival.
May it happen to Korea again, may it be. So we want to ask you the question, does this bear witness with you? I mean, you've been seeing these things in the news, but now can you see, you know, how God is actually working this out the same way he did with Pharaoh and he was hardening his heart? As a matter of fact, share your thoughts about that. We'd love to hear your comments below, or write us or call us and let us know. And it's so exciting to be able to hear that. John, what's next?
Well, what's next is Hank Kuhneman is going to share a word about how the 18 years of suffering is over. This is 2018.
It is over.
And God has compassion for you. We're coming into a new season of blessing and a new prosperous future. Watch this.
You know, I just want to go along with, you know, what you said about God dealing with infirmity, and then also what you just prayed. I remember on New Year's Eve, I was seeking the Lord before our New Year's Eve service, and I said, God, why do I feel like I just want to cry? I you know, I'm a man, you know, I typically don't cry, but the Lord said, this is my compassion. And I said, regarding what? He said, my people. And he took me over to Luke 13. And in Luke 13, there was a woman who had been bent down, oppressed, weighed down for 18 years. This is 2018. And notice it was in the 18th year, she was no longer bent down, oppressed by a spirit, but she was straightened up. She was loosed from that which for 18 years afflicted her. You're watching and you've been saying, you know what? It seems like I've just been oppressed. I've been weighed down. I can't seem to get free from this that has afflicted me. But you know what? The compassion of God was so powerful when I felt the Lord's presence come in on New Year's Eve. And here's what he said. He said, go back and look at that with the woman. And I saw something I hadn't seen before. It said, Jesus saw her. The enemy has been pressing the people of God so much to make them think that somehow we're never going to get free. We're never going to see an answer. That's why it is same day. It's because God is noticing. He noticed the man at the pool of Bethesda. He'd been in that condition a long time. God has noticed. And then he called the woman to himself and said, woman, in this 18th year, you are loose from your infirmity. And so I prophesy to you and I declare whatever it is that's been afflicting you, whatever's been oppressing you, I speak now specifically against the spirit of witchcraft and divination, assignments of the enemy. I break it now. I command it to come off. And I speak and I declare, woman, man, be loosed, be loosed, be loosed from that which has weighed you down. And I speak and I prophesy to you, a new season, a new door, a new gate has opened to you. Walk and be loose. Straighten up now and watch and behold the wonders of God this year and this day, same day, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. That's so powerful. You know, when you think about that, you know, we want to hear from you. Has that been you? Have you been going for so long and you're just thinking, like, is there ever going to be a break here? Am I ever going to be delivered from this? Let us know. Comment below. Call us. Send us an email. We want to be able to pray with you and be in agreement with you. And we're coming to an end right here, and I want to be able to pray with you. But know this, that the Lord has good plans in store for you. It's for us to lock in for that and say, you know, I'm going to be patient. It's faith and patience that we inherit what God is doing for us. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you right now for our community. We thank you for our audience, God, and we just bless them. We thank you right now that the bondages are being relieved, Father God. No more bondage and financial breakthrough. And then the bamboo curtain's coming down. But God, we ask you right now too, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and,
you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that, we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.